feel it burning. Is making YouTube videos a waste of time for you? And yes, I'm talking about you specifically. Of course, your company has a YouTube channel with cool videos that showcase your tools and technology. But what about you? What's the value of you making YouTube videos? Well, hi, it's Jeff. And my opinion, of course, making YouTube videos is not a waste of time. And it's a phenomenal opportunity for four reasons, right? Number one, making a video forces you to codify your thinking. If you're going to stand up here and share something for a few minutes, you better have your thoughts well organized or you're not going to get any viewers. Number two, it's an opportunity to amplify and extend existing content. So we currently have a strategy where I have an awesome writer on the team, Victoria. She writes great blog posts, and then I extend those blog posts by sharing my two cents on her perspective and her well-researched and well-informed point of view. So that amplification is really critical, and it helps you reach other people that aren't reading your blog. Number three, it just makes you more succinct. Of course, you have to deliver a message and be precise and be succinct and not ramble. Why we're moving to number four. So number four, it helps you find and keep relationships. And the motivation for this video came last night. I was at an event and I saw a couple of my friends, GI and Hugh, and they both said, this event happens once a quarter. I haven't seen them in several months. And they said, oh, hey, Jeff, how you doing? I feel like I keep in touch with you. I see you on your videos on LinkedIn all the time. And it's true. They kind of knew what I was up to because I consistently share videos on YouTube. And so it just helps, you know, you find relationships away and you keep relationships away. And it's a great way to keep in touch. And just effectively, from a personal standpoint, but even from a professional standpoint, videos helps your prospects and customers know what it's like to work with you. They know where you're coming from. They know kind of your whole approach to business. And effectively, if done the right way, it builds trust and credibility and confidence that you can deliver on the relationship. So, how? It's not a waste of time. We established that, right? It's not a waste of time. I personally enjoy it. It's fun for those four reasons. But how? You're not alone, right? I just remembered, I wanted to elaborate on one point. I do make videos for YouTube and I host them and house them on YouTube, but I get more engagement on LinkedIn. So I'm not looking for YouTube engagement. I'm actually looking for LinkedIn engagement because the video comes across in the feed in a much stronger fashion. And that's where I see all my engagement and that's how I maintain my relationship. So that's an important distinction to make. House it on YouTube, share it on LinkedIn. So now there are seven steps. If you are gonna make videos on YouTube for you, it's effectively you're raising the profile of you and your company, right? So there is a halo effect of you and your company. The profile will be raised for you and your organization. There are seven steps to building a thought leadership approach. And this is effectively a thought leadership approach. I've shared this at LinkedIn Sales Connect. I've shared this at several sessions, but you know, the seven quick steps: goals, set goals, pick your target audience, get a consistent theme, pick your asset and channel, meaning a video on YouTube shared via LinkedIn, make an appointment with your audience, right? Be consistent. Schedule it out, just bake it into the schedule and make sure you do it on a consistent weekly basis. And then measure and optimize and do more of what's working. So if you see a video that resonated and you see engagement and you get response and reaction, do more of that. Apparently your customers and prospects and friends actually like that. So look, it doesn't even take that much time. Like for example, to spin this video up specifically, you know, for the last week or so, I've been popping up at 3 a.m, just like awake, thinking about things. And so I actually structured my four steps while laying in bed trying to go back to sleep. So that took like 5 minutes, fortunately. I got up around 5, did a workout, hit the whiteboard, wrote down my key concepts, threw it into a Word doc, printed it out. I actually have a printout taped here to the tripod, which you can't see, just in case I get stuck. And then, you know, we're recording. I did a couple takes to warm up and we're done. So bottom line, it is very helpful. If you want help with this or just need encouragement, please contact me. Absolutely. So get out there, scale your charisma, make those videos. Just helps you find and keep great relationships. So hope you have a great day. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Fathom's Nurture Executive Forum, a multi-city event over the course of 2016 and 2017 held for transformation-minded marketers looking to work their way up the marketing maturity curve. The schedule so far is Columbus and San Francisco, followed by San Diego, and into Chicago into early next year. So please email me at jeff@publishorperish.fm to attend this wonderful event and meet other marketers like you looking to punch above their weight.